Hi, and welcome to Golden Gab, a podcast where we recap each episode of The Golden Bachelor. I'm Mallory, and I'm a reality TV dating show super fan.
And I'm Deb. I'm brand new to reality dating shows, but I'm a bit of an expert on dating at a mature age.
Deb and I are recapping each episode each week and giving our unique perspective. Enjoy the show. Hi, Deb.
Mallow.
So, you watched the show a couple hours ago. Give me first impressions.
I'm laughing at the beginning with the ladies doing the horror in the pool.
Oh, my God.
Came about.
That was one of the best things I've seen on television in a really long time.
Why is
loved
that? Why do you say that?
I think it just, we're Jewish, so obviously we had a connection to it, but really it was beyond that because not everybody there was, but there was something about the bond between the ladies. Just, they're just good friends and they're having fun in the pool and they're sharing their culture with each other. And I don't know, I just loved it.
Well, that's a nice way to look at it. I really did see that they bonded, especially when some of the ladies were excused. Let's just put it that way. It seemed like they really, you know, they were like, I love you, I love you. And I think they really connected. I'm not really sure how long they were actually together filming this. Do you know?
I think it's been several weeks at least. So imagine you are living in pretty tight quarters with women of your own age. Like it's like camp. You're going to become really good friends. But the weird thing is you're all dating the same guy. So, but I think some of these friendships are going to last a long time. You know, these are lifelong friends, which just warms my heart.
Yeah, no, it was interesting. And you know that I'm not a big reality TV person, but it was interesting how nice they were to each other.
Yeah, that's not a common reality TV show experience. But yeah, these women, you know, they're too old for that garbage. I get them very much. So the interesting thing that you might not know is on regular Bachelor, Bachelorette, hometowns, which are like, that's the big thing, to go to the hometowns, to bring your person home. It's always four. It's always four women or four men. Going into today, well, first of all, you know, Ellen was my favorite, still is. And
can I just interject something?
Yes.
Her glasses were fabulous.
Oh, and you know, I love some cool glasses.
I know.
And
they
I
were
both
great
do.
Accessories.
Yeah.
I thought they gave her, I mean, she is very spunky, but they were really cool.
Yeah. It gave her more of an edge and a style. Yeah. I thought she should have worn them on the dates.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it would be hard to kiss with those glasses on, though. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we'll get to her and the kissing. So Jesse comes in with the date card, but he says they're going to only be three of the six women going on to hometown. So half of them are going home.
Right.
And at that point, I started to really worry about my Ellen. And was she going to be one of the three? So Faith gets the first one-on-one date.
Yeah, they were pretty cute.
Yeah, that tell me what you thought.
It was a great date. I think that she is definitely a contender.
Yeah.
I don't know. They looked really good together. I think they had a blast. They seemed, you know, what's interesting though, he seems to really like everybody. And I don't, is that normal? Like,
yeah,
The Bachelor, it is.
Okay. Yeah, it is pretty normal. The other thing that's very common is for them to fly over the Bachelor mansion and kind of wave to their
other people. Yeah, I thought that
people.
Was kind of in their face, but
And Susan made some funny comment. Yeah,
I
go
mean,
ahead.
The thing is, Gary seems very genuine. And so what I'm wondering, you, the reality TV expert, do others in a similar situated place appear as genuine as Gary?
There's varying degrees of that. I think they definitely try to. I like this last Bachelorette charity was very genuine. Some are more than others because they're human beings. But yes, no, Gary's a definitely very genuine about it. So it's interesting. So they get to the on the yacht, and Faith starts telling him about her past. And we kind of had talked about this with the date with Teresa, like how much do you share about your past? And her past was troubling. So what do you think about that?
Well, it seemed from his reaction that that drew him closer to her.
Interesting.
I thought she looked great. I thought Faith looked really beautiful. I thought that being on a helicopter and she's afraid of heights, that that was a good way to get cozy. Like she was hanging on to him. And the fact that she had said that he makes her feel important, that is just like the greatest feeling, I think, that you're valued and that your person would not want to be with anyone else at that moment but you.
And he says to her, he likes looking in her warm, soft eyes. And he's got a thing for the eyes. He always mentions the eyes.
Speaking of eyes, when he got teared up a little bit, his eyes started to, get a little watery. His eyes were so blue. Wow. You have really nice eyes.
He's a good-looking man, for sure.
He is.
He's
He
a good-looking
really is.
man. And these women are all very attractive. So Faith starts talking about her hard childhood. She was a homeless teen.
But I think she said it was kind of akin to that. I don't know if she actually was, but
Well,
I
she
think.
left home before she was 18, and sounds like she has not had a supportive, been in supportive relationships, because she talks about, did she talk about any men? I know she talks, is she the one that talks about cheating, or was that Leslie?
I think that was Leslie. But what I thought was really it showed that she has such a nice sense of character, Faith. When she got back from this amazing date with Gary, the helicopter, the yacht, she said, what did she say? I'm not sure that do you all want to know what happened? Or she said, you might not want to know. And I thought that was really respectful as opposed to Teresa, who, was going on and on and hurting others kind of unintentionally.
But Faith also had the experience of what happened with Teresa and how badly that went, which I'm sure was a conversation in the house that she was like very hesitant to probably talk about her stuff.
Well, she was very sensitive to the other women's feelings, and I thought that showed just really, lovely character on her.
No,
So,
she's very sweet.
yeah.
I don't think, I get the impression she's not as tight with those other girls. Like, I feel like Leslie and Ellen are really tight. And then, there was the Askin girls. It's just interesting to see who people gravitate towards. But yeah, I just, maybe she's closer than we think. But I don't know.
So
It's just kind of interesting.
when, all of these women, I mean, this is very interesting to me as an outsider from the show that there are several women who say they're falling in love with Gary and taking their word for it. Okay, I'll take the word, their word that this just isn't TV. In a few weeks to have those feelings and then Gary feeling that way, like, oh, this could be the one for several of the women. And that's pretty remarkable if that is in fact genuine.
I believe it to be true, and I'll tell you why. I think, and we've kind of talked about this scenario. It's an unusual scenario that you can't really replicate, but just imagine we put you on an island with 20 guys that we handpicked for you that loved all the same things you loved and were your type. And you, I think you could fall for a couple of them.
I don't know. I mean, that would be an interesting challenge. I'm not sure because, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to know. But think back like when you were younger, like when I'd go to sleepaway camp and, you know, I'd like a few guys at the same time. And that, you know, it's sort of, I don't know. I feel like they're all very genuine. And you can tell when, you know, they are really like Ellen in particular. Well, Ellen one is, she's trying to protect her heart, but she's also feeling all these feelings that she hasn't felt in years. Leslie is spiraling because I think Leslie knows that Faith is probably her biggest competition. Mm-hmm. And him going on a date with Faith, or they're the most similar kind of in their look and feel. So that really like, but yeah, it does feel genuine to me. Like the emotions they're feeling.
So Ellen made a comment that sort of resonated with me. She said something to the effect, it took so long to find someone and she didn't want to lose that or that feeling, you know, like after this long. And yeah, she was whipped, you know, she really, really liked him. And,
yeah.
And I feel bad because she seems like a lovely person, but I don't know. I think he's, when she was kissing...
I know exactly what you're gonna say. Yes.
Well, it just didn't seem as hot and heavy.
No, 100%.
Faith and Gary were on the boat. That was hot and heavy, and Leslie got pretty hot and heavy with him too.
Yes. No, when he was with, when they were together, so now we're at the Santa Monica Pier, and I thought they all like looked really cute. Like they all dressed.
Fun
and cute. Yeah, I really liked how they looked. So they each kind of had their time. Well, at this point, I know I'm like Sandra and Susan are going home because they were like side characters.
Sandra got hardly any airtime or any Gary time. She hardly got Gary time. And I felt kind of bad that she was a bit excluded.
That's how it was edited, but probably they're kind of setting up the drama of, is it going to be Teresa? Is it going to be Ellen? I think was kind of the way the editors were trying to make it seem. So,
Teresa's dress at the end, speaking of Teresa.
Oh, with the little, peekaboo.
In between. Yeah. The peekaboo.
It wasn't horrible, but she's in her 70s. I go back and forth. Part of me is like, you go, girl. Like, show it off. And my other part is like, everyone else was dressed really cute, really sexy, but more age appropriate. What did you think?
Well, I think she has an amazing figure. And she
They all do.
Yeah, they all do. She can pull it. I mean, she's just not my favorite.
I agree.
And I was actually surprised that Gary chose her. And I think after the drama that she had with Susan, and he seemed a little wary of her, I think, after that I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, I think... So I have a note where he says that Teresa... is the picture of safety and security.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something, I think Ellen and Leslie are exciting, Leslie and Faith are exciting and more kind of fun and adventurous. And Teresa is safety and security.
Because she's so head over heels for him. Why is she safety and security if she was involved with drama earlier?
I think partly their first date and her being the widow. I think he feels more like she's a nurturer and calmer. Maybe they had similar background. You know, they've both been widowed. I don't know. But he said that, which I thought was interesting. That's how he feels.
When she had her talk with him and she put it all out there, although Ellen did as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she said things, I wouldn't say that are manipulative, but they were trying, they were luring him in. You know what I mean? I think she was feeding his ego. And
well, the other interesting thing about Teresa is how long was she, how long since her husband passed? Do we remember?
I don't know.
I don't think she has a lot of experience dating since she was very young.
No, I think she said, I've dated a lot when she was talking to him.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she did.
Well, she seems like a teenager dating, where the other women seem like more mature. Like she has that where she's talking about the guy. Like she just has a very immature, it's almost an immaturity. And mm-hmm. I didn't know if that came from just not having dated as a mature adult. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, she's not divorced. She hasn't gone through some of that. I don't know. It may, maybe that's just, but yeah, I thought it was interesting he said that. Then with Ellen, she says we're so parallel that they're, I guess, have so much in common. And she said, I want to be a teammate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Just so sweet. Poor Ellen.
Poor Ellen. I hope she really got her heart broken.
And then she goes home and her best friend dies. I mean, poor Ellen. So yeah. I'm hoping on the regular Bachelor and Bachelorette, they have a tell-all before the last episode where it's like men tell-all, women tell-all. So all the women come back and with Jesse, like in a studio, and then the guy, and then like Gary would come at the end and kind of
answer. What do they answer. Tell? Like what kinds of things?
Well, sometimes they're like, they kind of rehash like, oh, Teresa and Kathy, you know, they'll kind of rehash what went on with, you know, with Jesse being the mediator. And then Gary will come out. Maybe Ellen will come on stage and they'll sort of, you know, have some tense moments and he'll say he's sorry and she'll say, you know, she's gotten over it. I don't know. Maybe talk about Roberta. So I'm hoping they do a women tell all. I haven't seen the schedule, so I don't know.
I stayed tuned for the previews for next week.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Saw interviews of these cute little grandchildren.
Oh, yes.
One of them said, are you going to marry my Nana or something like that? And Gary said, I may. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, this
yeah, you're getting everyone involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. And so, then, well, then he has Leslie time. And I want to talk about this before we run out of time. He says he wakes up in the middle of the night thinking about her. And she kind of cries to him, talks about how she's been cheated on. And then he whispers in her ear, you're my girl.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of that?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's very connected to her as well. I think he's very connected to her in faith. I think a man likes to provide protection.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this might sound, not PC to say that, but getting into like a man's head. I think.
No, I think there's something to that.
Does like that and the fact that Leslie, that connected, you know, that resonated with her, that he kept looking back at her when she was on
ATV. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She kept mentioning that mm-hmm. you kept looking back at me and that you were so protective of me. So she mentioned that several times. And I think that made him feel good.
Yeah, where Ellen is very independent. Ellen, to me, comes across much more like she doesn't need that protecting. Like she doesn't need a guy. She wants a teammate. But I think Teresa, Leslie, and Faith all seem a little more vulnerable.
Well, Faith was
vulnerable.
Scared to fly. She was afraid to fly, and she, you know, cuddled into him, and he mm-hmm. had that protectiveness of her as well in the helicopter, I think.
Yeah.
Too. She was freaking out a little bit. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of psychology involved in this, and yeah, men are very different. And so I think that played into his ego and
yeah,
the need for him, you know.
So going home, Sandra, we'll miss her.
Yeah. I wish they had a little bit more airtime with her.
I know.
She was really funny.
And then we've got Susan, our hairdresser. She's also a hoot. I liked her. And then Ellen, and he walks her out. She's in shock. Like, she's really
disappointed.
Yeah, she really. And he says, stay positive because that's you. And optimism, you know, she's optimistic. That's what I loved. As she said, you know, and several of these women have said, this has like given me a spark to kind of be more optimistic about my future. And
listen, it's hard to get a spark.
Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, let me tell you, it's hard to even swipe right. But yeah, it's hard to find that spark. And it's this euphoria when you do.
Yeah.
So it doesn't come around very often at all, if ever. So, you know, I know that they didn't want to give up the spark.
Yeah,
sure.
It's a feel good. But if you hadn't felt it in years and years and years, I think sometimes feeling it again, hopefully will then translate into them being more proactive and dating. And I also think that just being on this show, there's a lot of people that are seeing them and might be like, oh, you know, my dad would be great for my friend Joe, just, you know. So I think it's a good opportunity. All right. Yeah. I've got two questions before we part.
Okay.
Very important one.
Ooh.
Stubble, Gary, stubble or clean shaven? Which do you prefer? My mother has a very strong opinion on this, by the way.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even notice this episode.
Yeah. He was the last two. He's had kind of that George Clooney light stubble.
Yeah. I kind of like that. I think yeah, it's rugged.
I do too. My mother, not so much.
Okay. Well,
she prefers a clean shaven gentleman.
Well, we'll have her as a guest one day.
Yes, we will. Okay. And then the final one, who's your number? Who do you think is going to be the pick?
I really like both Faith and Leslie. You know, I've liked Leslie from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Faith and Gary are more of a match. So I am going to guess, and I could be wrong, I'm going to guess Faith.
Okay. What about you? Well, you know, Faith was my choice at the get-go, and then she sort of faded, and she's come back. I'm going to make a really crazy guess. But I think it's Teresa.
No.
Yep.
No. I think
that's my guess. It's not what I necessarily want, but I think it could be Teresa.
The way that it's been edited, I think Leslie got a lot of airtime. She probably got more than anyone. And
Teresa's gotten a lot of airtime.
Teresa has, but Faith not so much. So
no.
You know, this may lead people to think, oh, it's not going to be Faith, but I'm kind of thinking it may be.
All right. Well, we shall see. All right. Well, that was a fun week, and we'll talk again next week. Thank you all for listening. All right. Bye now.